I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, welcome to another episode. This episode, we are going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys 2023 NFL schedule. We are going to discuss weeks 1 through 17, 18, whatever, 18, 18 now because of the bye week. We're going to talk about 1 through 18 and, you know, we're going to predict what the Cowboys record will be, what we think it will be, and go ahead and, you know, you can always let us know what you believe their record will be. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Truth Social. You can find us on Parler, Getter, Rumble. You can't find us on YouTube, but I said Twitter already. Go check us out. Go let us know what you think the Cowboys will be this year, whether you're an Eagles fan and you're listening and you think they're going to go 0-18. Or 0-17, or you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and you think they're going to go 17-0. Let me know. Me personally, you already know what I'm going to say. We're going 17-0. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going 17-0. We're going to the Super Bowl, and it's our year, right? This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to another episode. Let's get into it. Also, remember, ad-free. We're not doing any ads today, so we're going straight through it. However long the episode ends up being, it ends up being. If it's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes. If it's an hour, it's an hour. But week one, the Dallas Cowboys have the New York Giants, as always. They play Sunday Night Football. I think that is NBC. That is September 9th, 7:20 p.m. That is Sunday night against the New York Giants, September 10th. I think I said September 9th, my bad. September 10th at 7:20 p.m., week one. Week two, they have the New York Jets, and they have Aaron Rodgers. Week one, they're playing in New York. Week two, they have Aaron Rodgers at home and the New York Jets. Week three, they have the Arizona Cardinals on the road. Week four, they have the New England Patriots at home. Week five, we have the San Francisco 49ers on the road. Week six, we have the Los Angeles Chargers on the road. Week 7, we go into our bye. Week 8, we have the Los Angeles Rams at home. Week 9, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. And we will play them at Lincoln Financial Field. That is away. Week 10, we have the New York Giants. And we are coming back to Dallas, and we will play them for the second time in the season. This time we will be coming to Dallas instead of being in New Jersey, New York, wherever. I think it's in New Jersey, their stadium. Week 11, we have the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young, rookie quarterback, first overall pick. And we are going to Carolina to go play that game. Week 12, we have the Washington Commanders coming to Dallas. Week 13, we have the Seattle Seahawks coming to Dallas. And week 14, we have the Philadelphia Eagles coming to Dallas to finish off a 3-game home stretch where hopefully, you know, you can capitalize on that strategically. And in the long run, it looks like those 3 games right there are going to be pretty important to the season. Week 15, they have the Buffalo Bills, and that is in Buffalo. Week 16, they have the Miami Dolphins, and that is in Miami for the two-game road trip. Week 17, they have the Detroit Lions in Dallas. And week 18, they have the Washington Commanders in Washington. Okay. What I did was I just wanted to let you guys know 1 through 18 what the schedule looked like. I know I started off with the first one telling you it was going to be Sunday night and all like stuff like that. But, I mean, the Cowboys always get, you know what I mean? They always get Sunday night, Thursday night, something prime time to start off the season. And it's always that New York game. The least I've ever seen is probably like 325, which is still game of the week. But shout out to the Cowboys. Shout out to Jerry Jones. Shout out to America's team. Week 1, they have the New York Giants. I'm going to go back through it, guys, and I'm going to let you guys know the channel they play on, the date, and the time, okay? And then we're going to go through it a third time, and I'm going to let you guys know what I predict their record to be at the end of the year. And also, I'm going to let you guys know what the recap of my predictions from last year. Last year's episode exactly like this where we talked about the Dallas Cowboys NFL schedule in 2022. We're grateful for her. Thank you. Thank you, Eileen. And congratulations. She just got a job. She's the first graduate, I believe, college graduate in the family. Shout out to you. Congratulations. But she so lovingly kept track of what the record was and what I predicted. And I'll be sharing that with you guys at the end of the show. So, Eileen, thank you. And we are going to use your reference from last season at the end of this podcast. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through it again, let you guys know what channel, what day, what time. And I guess I can just re-reference that it'll be at home or away. That way you guys, you know, it'll stay fresh in your brains. Okay, and then the third time, like I said, I will give you the prediction. Shout out to Dallas Cowboys A to Z Sports is in Dallas, Texas. They're the ones who I got this graphic from. This is SB Nation blogging the boys. This is their graphic. The Dallas Cowboys A to Z is the one who posted it, but SB Nation blogging the boys is the one who created the graphic. So shout out to them. Okay, week 1, New York Giants, September 10th, 7:20 p.m., Sunday Night Football on NBC. Week 2 against the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, September 17th at 3:25. That is going to be on CBS. Week 3, September 24th at 3:25, the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys play on Fox. Week 4, October 1st at 3:25 p.m., the Dallas Cowboys take on Mac Jones and the New England Patriots on Fox. Week 5, the San Francisco 49ers come to town for a playoff matchup from last year. Wait, did we lose to San Francisco? I don't even remember, man. I think we did, and I just remember it being like, oh my God. I have to check that. I have to double check that, because did the Cowboys lose to the 49ers last year? Who did the Cowboys lose to in the playoffs last year? We're going to find out, because they lost to the 49ers. Yep. Congratulations. 2 years in a row to the 49ers. So that is the severity, the significance of week 5. They play Sunday night on NBC. That is October 8th, 7:20 p.m. October 16th, 7:15 p.m. on ESPN, the Dallas Cowboys play the Los Angeles Chargers. Week 7, October 22nd, as you guys know, is the bye. October 29th, the Los Angeles Rams come to town at 12 p.m. on Fox to play the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Week 9, the Philadelphia Eagles. That is November 5th at 3:25 p.m. They play in Lincoln Financial Field. Week 10, the New York Giants come back around for the second time. That is November 12th, 3:25 p.m. on Fox, and they will be playing in Dallas. Week 11, November 19th at 12 p.m., the Dallas Cowboys play the first overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. That is going to be on Fox, and that is going to be in Carolina. Week 12, November 23rd, the Washington Commanders come to town at 3:30 p.m. on CBS. November 30th, 7:15 p.m., the Dallas Cowboys play the Seattle Seahawks on what is, I believe, Monday Night Football. Week 13. Is that true? The Cowboys and the Seahawks? I don't want to disrespect the Seahawks, but I know Geno Smith had like an MVP-ish type year last year, but Monday night, Dallas Cowboys, the week after Thanksgiving. It's an impressive spot. Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, shout out, DK Metcalf. On Thanksgiving, the Washington Commanders and the Dallas Cowboys play. So that is the week before the Seattle Seahawks game, 11-23, November 23rd, 3:30 p.m. on CBS. And I believe CBS is Romo, so that'll be cool to hear. Week 14, we have the Philadelphia Eagles ending out that 3-game home trip. That is December 10th at 7:20 p.m. Sunday night on NBC. Week 15, December 17th, we have the Buffalo Bills at 3:25 p.m. on Fox NFL. Week 16, we have the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve at 3:25 p.m. on Fox NFL. December 30th, the day before New Year's Eve, the Cowboys play 7:15 p.m. That is week 17 against the Detroit Lions in Dallas on ESPN. And then January 6th or January 7th, the Washington Commanders come. We go to Washington to finish off the season, week 18, January 6th or January 7th, and it is still yet to be determined, I guess, what channel they'll play on and what time they play on, they play at. But that is the second time we went through it. The third time, we're going to talk about who we would like to see the matchups or if anything from each of these matchups. Starting with the New York Giants, I want to see Daniel Jones in his, first year in his contract. New York Jets, obviously, I want to see Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. I want to see what Aaron Rodgers can do with the new look Jets. Week 3, Arizona, Kyler versus our defensive line, our boosted defensive line. The New England Patriots in week 4, obviously can't wait to see Mac Jones, Dak Prescott. That matchup's going to be crazy. Week 5, the San Francisco 49ers. I look forward to seeing who is the quarterback for the 49ers in week 5. Dak Prescott against that defense and our defensive line against that offense. Week 6, I look forward to Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert, but I also look forward to Keenan Allen and Trayvon Diggs and or Stephon Gilmore. Again, There's going to be a lot of matchups where I want to see Dak Prescott versus the opposing quarterback, but there's going to be a lot of these matchups where I'm going to want to see our cornerback one and two go up against the opposing wide receiver one and two. Especially that week 16 matchup, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle versus Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore. And by that time, I mean, I can't wait to see what Stephon Gilmore will have imprinted on Trayvon Diggs' game, you know, from the entire year of being able to work with each other that they're going to have. Week 7, we have the bye. Week 8, we have the Los Angeles Rams. I look forward to seeing Matt Stafford as always. I look forward to seeing Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Dak Prescott against that defense, Stafford against our defense, Cooper Kupp against Trayvon Diggs and or Stephon Gilmore. Week 9, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. As you guys know, hate the Eagles, can't stand the Eagles in a rivalry way. November 5th, the Eagles, I look forward to seeing the entire team versus the entire team. But to make it a little more specific, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Trayvon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, I look forward to seeing CeeDee every week. You know what I'm saying? I think he's one person that it doesn't matter who he's up against. I think he is a guaranteed probably 6 catches and 80 yards a game, if not 7 and 100. But, you know, that's my opinion. So week 10, again, as I said, the Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, whoever it is that the Giants drafted, if I'm not mistaken, they had a pretty okay draft or a good draft, or, you know, they've been moving. I know they have somebody in their organization who is pushing them in the right direction. Slowly, gradually, but nonetheless. Week 11, obviously, I look forward to seeing Bryce Young, the number one pick in the draft. It'll be the first time we get to see him for an entire game. It'll be second half of the season, so I look forward to seeing what he becomes in 11 weeks. Week 12 against the Commanders. Don't really know a lot about the Commanders. I know they have an okay wide receiver core, or a pretty good wide receiver core. Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, etc. I'm not really sure, but Washington Commanders, Dak Prescott against that defensive line. I don't know if Chase Young is still going to be there, but they have a hell of a defensive line. Dak Prescott versus that line. Micah Parsons just against the team, period. CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard. Again, whether it's going to be Taylor Heinicke or I don't know who the Washington Commanders quarterback is, but that'll be cool to see. Actually, they just drafted a quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, recently. Last year? It might have been last year, but I can't remember his name. Washington Commanders drafted who last year? That was a terrible way to ask the question. I know they drafted a quarterback. That's the only reason I'm checking it, because I know that that they drafted a quarterback. Coastal Card Game Shop is always talking about it, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember who it was that they took. I can tell you who they took this year: Emmanuel Forbes, Jartavius Martin, Ricky Stromberg, Sam Howell. Okay. Last year, they took Jahan Dotson, Fidrian Mathis, Jahan Dotson being the receiver, defensive tackle Fidrian Mathis, Brian Robinson Jr., running back, Percy Butler, safety, and Mr. Sam Howell, quarterback, with the fifth round pick, 144. Sam Howell might be, I guess, the future, or at least the short term future, but I guess I look forward to seeing if it's Taylor Heinicke or if it's Sam Howell in week 12 against the Dallas Cowboys defense. Week 13, the Seattle Seahawks, obviously Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs, Stephon Gilmore, Tony Pollard probably in every game, Dallas Cowboys offensive line every game. I'm going to want to see everybody on the field, obviously, but units, the offensive line, defensive line, like I said, the pairing of the cornerbacks, Our linebackers, obviously Micah and Leighton, CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks is one that I'm interested in because I've never seen Brandon Cooks play before. I don't even think when the Cowboys played. I just don't remember. Like, I know he's a light. Like, I know he's a lightning bolt. Like, I know he's fast. I know he's really fast, but we'll see, right? We'll see what he does. A lot of people are saying he's the number two behind CeeDee Lamb. A lot of people are saying Michael Gallup is a three. Either way, I think it's a good receiver core period, whether it doesn't matter who's two or who's three. But I would like to see how that's going to shake out. Personally, I'm a big Michael Gallup fan. I've always been on the, whenever it came to Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, who are they going to keep? I was one that was pushing for Michael Gallup to get paid. You know, hopefully 2 years removed from the ACL tear, we get a little bit better of an MG13. Week 14 against the Eagles, I already went over that one. The Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, period. Week 16, the Miami Dolphins, we talked about that one briefly. I said Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and I said Stephon Gilmore and Trayvon Diggs, period. Those are the two that I want. That's the matchup all day, every day. That's what I want to see. And then, of course, you have Dak Prescott and Tua Tagovailoa. That's going to be something interesting to watch as well. Week 17, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Jamal Williams, Tony Pollard, the running backs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jameson Williams. By this time, Stephon Gilmore, Trayvon Diggs. I keep saying Stephon Diggs, obviously, because of Stephon Diggs, but Stephon Gilmore. And week 18 against the Commanders, I went over that as well. So guys, we are going to go over it one last time. But this time, we are going to predict. We are going to predict what their record will be. And we are going to predict what we think their record will total at the end of the year. And then after that, guys, we're going to show you and we're going to talk about the recap or the results of our predictions last year. So it should be fun. It should be a cool next 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Let's get through it and let's see what happens. Week one, the New York Giants, we're playing away. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to win. Week two against the New York Jets, they better win. But I don't know if they will. Aaron Rodgers is their kryptonite. But it will be early for the Jets. They could get off to a slow start. I'm going to go ahead and say that the Cowboys are going to start 2-0 and they're going to take down Aaron Rodgers. Week three, we have the Arizona Cardinals. We're playing them over there. Kyler Murray again. That defense, man, I find it hard to go against Kyler Murray against the Cowboys, but I'm going to say that the Cowboys start off 3-0. Against the Cardinals. Week four, against the New England Patriots. I think the Dallas Cowboys take another win, and I think they start off a hot 4-0, and they're the hot topic in the league at this point. Going forward to week five, to where they probably are going to, I'm going to give them their first loss. Week five, the San Francisco 49ers, I think they're going to take their first loss. They're going to get too high on their seats. And they're gonna come back down to earth by week five. So that'll be 4-1 by week five. Week six, I think they have everything they would need to beat the Chargers. Do I say that they're going into the bye week 5-1? Although looking back on it, that Arizona game is kind of sticking to me. But I think the Cowboys are a better team. I think they're better than the Giants. I think currently they're better than the Jets. Better coached than the Jets? I don't know. Better quarterback than the Jets? I don't know. But I know they have more continuity. I know they have more chemistry in the Dallas locker room. And I know that they are playing at home. So that'll help. But no, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to go 5-1. at the bye. Coming out of the bye, week 8, I think the Cowboys are going to probably win, go 6-1, and then lose to the Philadelphia Eagles in week 9. That'll take them to 6-2. The New York Giants coming back around. Cowboys will win 7-2. Carolina Panthers 8-2. Washington Commanders 9-2. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and check this out. I think they're going to slip up against the Seattle Seahawks, and they're going to go 9-3 by this point. I'm going to come back and revise this. I'm going to come back and look at it again. We might come back. Let me go fast through it one time, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try it one more time. Seattle Seahawks, I said 9-2. No, I said 9-3 that they would slip up. 9-3. Philadelphia Eagles, 10-3. Buffalo Bills, 10-4. Cincinnati, Miami Dolphins, 10-5. Because I think that the Dolphins are going to run sprints around our DBs, if I'm being honest with you. On Christmas Eve, they're going to ruin our Christmas. Guys, get ready. Get ready, because that's coming. I said 10-5, 11-5, because they're going to beat the 12-5 to finish off the year against Washington. And then they're going to beat the Detroit Lions the week before. 12-5. Okay, I guess that kind of evens out. Not exactly really happy about the fact that they're going to take so many L's in the second half of the year, but I do think that they're going to take probably one or two L's in the first half. So let's go through it one more time and see if we come up A with the same answer and B with the same way that we said it, and then I'll finalize it. New York Giants, we're going to beat them. New York Jets, let's be honest, we're going to lose to Aaron Rodgers. New York Jets, we're going to lose. So 1-1 to start the year. Arizona Cardinals, we're going to beat them, have a better team. So 2-1. New England Patriots, we're going to beat them, 3-1. Okay, so we're coming about to the same conclusion. Just different team, I guess. Oh, no, we're perfect in my last one. So 3-1, Patriots. 3-2, San Francisco 49ers, because we're going to lose that one. 3-3. Los Angeles Chargers, we're going to lose to the Chargers. Going into the bye week, we're going to be 500. Week 8, coming out, we're going to go 4-3. Week 9, we're going to go 4-4. Week 10, we're going to go 5-4. Week 11, 6-4. Week 12, 7-4. Week 13, 8-4. Week 14, 9-4. Week 15, 9-5. Week 16, 9-6. Week 17, 10-6. And week 18, 11-6. So 12-5 with the first one. I said we're going to drop one more in the second one. And let's go one more and the last one to finalize it. And then I will just go over it one more time and we'll finalize it again. New York Giants win 1-0. New York Jets lose to Aaron Rodgers 1-1. Beat the Cardinals in week 3, 2-1. Beat the Patriots in week 4, 3-1. Lose to the 49ers again week 5, 3-2. Beat the Chargers 4-2 going into the bye. Week 7, beat the LA Rams 5-2. In week 8, at home, 5-3 as we lose to the Philadelphia Eagles week 9 in Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. 6-3 as we beat the Giants. 7-3 as we beat the Panthers. 8-3 as we beat the Washington Commanders. 9-3 as we beat the Seattle Seahawks. 10-3 as we beat the Philadelphia Eagles at home. 10-4 as we lose to the Buffalo Bills. 10-5 as we lose to the Miami Dolphins. 11-5 as we beat the Detroit Lions. And the Washington Commanders, we beat them at their house to complete the sweep of the Giants and the Washington Commanders in the division. And we split the division with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, so I think that's the one that we're going to go with. We're going to go New York Giants win, New York Jets loss, Arizona Cardinals win, 2-1, 3-1 against the Patriots, 3-2 against the San Francisco 49ers, 4-2 against the Los Angeles Chargers, 5-2 LA Rams, 5-3 Philadelphia Eagles, 6-3 New York Giants at home, 7-3 Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young, 8-3 Washington Commanders, 9-3 Seattle Seahawks, 10-3 Philadelphia Eagles at home, 10-4 Buffalo Bills on the road in the cold, as I said, 10-5 against the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve, as I've been. Guys, I'm warning y'all, okay? Get your Christmas Eves ready. We are not going to be happy Christmas Eve. At least you have Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve, we're not going to be happy because, unfortunately, Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle are probably going to ruin the party. So by that point, we are 10-5, 11-5 against the Detroit Lions, and 12-5 to end off the year by beating and completing the sweep against the Washington Commanders in Week 18. The Cowboys will end their season 12-5 once again. Guys, next, what we are going to do, the next thing we are going to do other than sip champagne, I have a little bit of Robert Mondavi, Pinot Grigio in the studio right now with me. Everybody go check out the song Sippin' Champagne by D.I.G. on Spotify. Make sure to go stream that, run it up. Guys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's at 19,000 streams right now in a month and a half, two months, something like that. Hey, guys, go! I appreciate y'all, first of all. I appreciate y'all. Go run them numbers up. Whoever is listening from out of the country, whoever is continuing to rock with my music from outside of the country, thank you, bro. Thank you. Guys, at this point, we have well over 1,000 streams outside of the country, and I can't even... That was like a while back. That was when the streams first started accumulating, and now I can't even imagine what they look like. Thank you. Maybe on the next episode, I'll let you guys know, but go check out Sippin' Champagne by D.I.G. on Spotify. Check out Group Chat by D.I.G. on Spotify. Check out Invested by D.I.G. on Spotify. Mr. Nice Guy, Really Really, I Swear, Rookie of the Year featuring Benny Dreams. All by D.I.G. on Spotify. Also, check out the True channel on Spotify. True JB, True Rilo, Tone G. Make sure to stream the boys. And the next thing that we are going to do, as I told you guys about, is we are going to recap the 2022 Dallas Cowboys football schedule. And these were my predictions from last year. And... guys, I did well. I did well. If I'm not, I'm waiting for my sister to send me the screenshot of her notes. She took it with her boyfriend Nico. Shout out to Nico. Shout out Nico, bro. I love Nico. Hey, Nico. Shout out, big dog. The next thing, like I said, and the last thing we're gonna do is we're gonna check out and we're gonna review and recap those predictions from last year. So I just got the message. Here it is right now. And let's get into it. Darren's predictions 2022 Dallas Cowboys NFL schedule. That was my sister's title. What you guys would title it is D.I.G. the D to the 3 and D. Week 1, we guessed that the Cowboys would lose to the Buccaneers. And the Cowboys did lose to the Buccaneers. Week 2, we thought that the Cowboys would start off 0-2 losing to the Bengals. The Cowboys ended up winning, beating the Bengals. Week 3, we said the Cowboys would beat the Giants. The Cowboys ended up beating the Giants. Week four, we said they would take the win against the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Washington Redskins. And we were right. They did beat the Washington Commanders. Week five, we said that they would take a loss to the Rams, and they ended up beating the Rams and starting 4-1 to start the season. We thought that they would start 3-2. Week six against the Eagles, we said that they would win. The Cowboys lost their first matchup to the Eagles in the year. The Lions in week seven, we said that they would beat them and take the win, and they beat them and took the win. The Chicago Bears, we said that they would beat them and take the win. They beat them and took the win. Week 10, after the bye week last year, we said that they would beat the Packers. They ended up losing to the Packers. Week 11 against the Vikings, we said that they would beat the Vikings. They beat the Vikings. Week 12 against the Giants, we said they would win. They won. Week 13 against the Colts, we said that they would lose. They ended up winning. I don't know why I said that they would lose to the Colts. They ended up running off four in a row here. Vikings, Giants, they beat the Colts. We thought they'd lose to the Colts. And then the Texans, we thought they'd beat the Texans. They ended up beating the Texans. We predicted they would beat the Jaguars. Week 15, they lost to the Jaguars. Week 16 against the Eagles, they split the series and beat the Eagles in week 16. We thought that they would beat them in week 16. We thought that they would sweep the Eagles. I didn't expect the Eagles to be that good last year, I'm not going to lie. But shout out to Jalen Hurts, bro. Jalen Hurts is like, I don't think we were doing the podcast whenever Jalen Hurts got drafted. But when he got drafted, I said he's going to be a more athletic, better Dak Prescott. At the moment, he might be. The Titans in week 17, we said that they would take the win. They took the win against the Titans in week 17. And then the Washington Commanders in week 18, we said that they would beat them, and the Cowboys lost in week 18. Okay, so let me go back through it, and I'm going to do it like this. We said they lose week 1. They lost week 1. Said that they would lose week 2. They won week 2. Said that they would win week 3. They won week 3. Said they would win week 4. They won week 4. Said that they would lose week 5. They won week 5. Said that they would win week 6. They lost week 6. Said that they would win week 7. They won week 7. Said that they would win week 8. They won week 8. Said that they would win coming out of the bye against the Packers. They lost coming out of the bye. Said that they would win week 11. They won week 11. Said that they would win week 12. They won week 12. Said that they would lose in week 13. They won in week 13. Said that they would win in week 14. They ended up winning in week 14. Said that they would win in week 15. They lost in week 15. Said they would win in week 16. They won in week 16. Said that they would win in week 17. They won in week 17. And I said that they would win in week 18, and they lost in week 18. So I said that they were going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. I said they were going to go 13-4. They ended up going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 12-5. So I predicted 13-4. They ended up going 12-5. This year, I'm predicting 12-5, and we will figure out what they end up going. And on next year's 2024 Dallas Cowboys NFL schedule, we are going to do the same thing, and we'll come back to this episode's recap, and we'll see if I was right, if I was way wrong, or if I was, you know what I mean, way off. Because it's going to be off in one direction. It's either going to be they do way better than 12-5, or they do way worse than 12-5. I'm not expecting like 10-7. I'm expecting a pretty good year. I'm expecting Dan Quinn came back for a reason. You know what I mean? He came back as defensive coordinator for a reason. He wasn't like just looking at head coach jobs and said, I'm going back to Dallas. He wants to finish it. He knows how big of a role he has with the Cowboys. He knows how important he is to the defense. I think he wants to finish it. That is about it. Guys, we covered the whole schedule. If anything, let me see. I might have something else I want to throw in here. Let me go through my pictures. That's where I keep everything. Let me see. I don't think that there's anything else I want to go through today. But if there is, I want to catch it before the end of the video. I don't think so, guys, to be honest. Like I said, go check out Invested by DIG. That's my most recent single. You guys go ahead and go listen to it, stream it, put it on repeat, keep listening to it. I don't care. Like it, love it, comment on it on Apple Music, whatever you feel that you got to do. Okay, I found a couple things. Okay, this is not really like super important, but I might as well kind of, you know, start switching it up and kind of doing a little different things. One thing that I found was former Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith. I found a list of the things that he's investing in. So I just want to give you guys that list. Zirchu, that's a lending platform. Onyx Plus East, Home Design. The Cycle, it's an apparel brand. Co-Hatch, it's a meeting space. CEV Collection, that's his own collection of sunglasses. Clear Eye View. Nestry, that's a mental strength app. And EOS Worldwide Operating System. I don't know who listens to my podcast. I don't know if anybody knows what any of these things are. But guys, build yourself, establish yourself, get to a point where you can invest. Invest in the right things. You know, make a difference in your life and let's all be better. You know, let's all be better than we were 5, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. One of my final points, you're not too lost for God to find. You're not too dirty for God to cleanse. You're not too broken for God to fix. You're not too hurt for God to heal. You're not too far gone for God to reach. You're not too guilty for God to forgive. You're not too sinful for God to save. Okay? Because this is a faith-based sports entertainment platform, I know sometimes we get rowdy. Sometimes we're drinking on the show. Sometimes we're doing, you know, different things that might not exemplify the example Catholic, the example role model. But we all fall short. It's all about picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, and continuing to try to be the best possible version of yourself and walk in every step that Christ showed us to walk in. Okay, on a much lighter note, to end the episode, let's talk about, I found this little cool series of images. They're funny. It's humor. It's I don't want anybody getting offended. It's just humor. You know what I mean? If Le'Veon Bell named his son Taco, his name would be Taco Bell. If Khalil Mack named his son Big, his name would be Big Mac. If Eli Manning named his son Tom, his name would be Tom Brady. I don't quite get that one, but I think they're saying that Eli Manning's son Tom Brady in his career because I don't get it. If y'all get it, let me know. You know where you can find us. If Jared Goff named his son Jack, his name would be Jack Goff. Like Jack Goff. If Jerry Rice named his son Egg Fried, his name would be Egg Fried Rice. If Patrick Mahomes named his son Sherlock, his name would be Sherlock Mahomes. Oh, and that was the last one. So I guess that brings an end to the episode. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. I appreciate you guys for tuning in and paying attention and following the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Shout out to everybody who still rocks with us. slowly but surely, gradually, we are getting back into the swing of things. We took about 6 months off, really, of really pushing gas to the floor on everything. We had to take a break, guys. We had to take a step back and kind of slow production down. We didn't stop it. We didn't halt it. We didn't cut it off, but we did slow it way down. My method, my strategy when it comes to this whole thing is work to the point of burnout and then take as long as you need to reduce production and work at the rate of maybe one or two pieces of content dropped a month, because it is music and it is podcast episodes. That's once every 2 weeks, something's dropping. And, you know, reduce the production in that way. And then, of course, obviously, whenever you're ready, you hop back into it, which is where we're at right now. And I think we're about to start picking up to about one or two episodes every biweekly. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to go one episode a week for at least the next 3-4 months. We're going to try to get ahead. We're recording hella podcasts right now. We're recording, you know, a stupid amount of podcast content. Guys, we're going to have content for you guys for the next 3-4 months. If you thought that this thing was slowing down, you are far wrong. We are the furthest thing away from taking our foot off the pedal and stopping this. We're not going anywhere. We're continuing to build. We built the entire infrastructure of our platform, of the platform that includes all of these different brands that you guys know we love and we work on. We built the infrastructure. Now is going to be the time to invest in that infrastructure, build on top of that infrastructure, and see where we can take this, man. To those of you who listen just because you want to, just because you get that notification, thank you. I can't tell you how much it means. Until the next time, guys, cheers. Here's some Robert Mondavi. I will catch you guys on the next episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
The devil took all the producers, the musicians, the designers, moved us all out to Hollywood. They got contracts out there that say, you can't say Jesus. You can say Jesus in your studio, but it's only one restaurant we serving for tonight, and that's God's restaurant. And he bringing it back tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000,000-fold. Blessings untold, blessings harder than gold, stronger than a gold. I return my soul to the one that told me, the one that owns me, the ones that shows me, and that's what God showed me. The devil controlled me, but he can't hold me, because God done told me, and life has shown me that God is the only, the real, not the phony. The phony would clone me, but just watch how they cloned me, and look at what's on me. I'm here with my homies, I'm here with my families, I don't need a Grammy, I'm back in the building, I'm here with my children.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chotch with the heat, on YouTube at Chotch with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chotch with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the realest underground entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.